Hey everybody! Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
Oh and shit! I'm have my Sam. Notes up. No, no. This is a podcast.
It's not,
well, no. You. Okay, you are Sam, but we haven't introduced you yet.
Oh, okay.
I guess we should. Just,
you never told me that that's how this goes.
But it's also okay because I forgot my notes, and I was just gonna have to do it off the dome. But now they're up. This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links and stuff. That's all I've got to say. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, the previously heard.
Or seen. I feel like people have seen the video.
It did clip to you, yeah.
But I don't like the video. I like the audio.
I mean, yeah, but some people have seen me before. Some people know what I look like.
From the whitest kids, you know.
Okay.
It's Dr. Sam Brown, 420.
Sick, sick. Blaze it every day. So what's the and more on your Patreon? Is that where you get the naughty stuff in?
We do a lot of, it's kind of like Baywatch Nights where there's boobs and stuff.
Cool. Do you have any like pictures of you and Willie kissing?
Yeah, this is the more show we do topless, and
I don't think
the
we've ever
changes.
We've never kissed. We've done
there should
way
be,
worse.
You should have a photo shoot where it's just you guys kissing. That's what you get is a picture of you two kissing.
It's weird though because like I know Willie so well.
People would pay for that.
I would not like to kiss him, but I would kiss a strange man. You know. I've kissed strange men before.
Are you afraid what it would do to your friendship or it's just...
No, I think it would just be awkward and I wouldn't get anything out of it.
And he knows that I'd probably gag and it might make him feel weird about
sure.
gagging.
I didn't even think about
Wait,
the gagging.
Wait, you gag?
Yeah, I guess I would. I guess my breath is so
Wait,
bad I would gag.
Is it because you're so disgusted by Wade or is it your raging homophobia?
I had to kiss a guy once and it made me gag, but I was also sticking my tongue through a mask.
Okay.
I wouldn't get over it. I couldn't, you know, tongue,
yeah,
tongue.
Don't blame all men and the act of kissing a man for what that mask tasted like, you know?
Yeah, Willie, it seems pretty homophobic that you gagged after you kissed a man. Not to like,
yeah,
put
I would
you
say
on the
just,
spot.
Just own that it was the mask. Like you have an out there.
It was one of those little tiny
plastic
masks.
But you just told
masks.
Him not to blame it on the mask.
No. I was saying like don't blame it on men. You know, don't blame it on the act of kissing men. Blame it on the mask. That's what I meant to say.
That was the Milli Vanilli song.
Blame it on the mask.
Thank you guys for singing it. It was such a bad joke.
Yeah, it's crazy that we were able to sing it too, because it's like hard to do over Zoom. Anything in sync.
It was like seconds off to me.
Well, for me, it was right off.
Perfect. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Sam, this bug is back. Okay.
Remember when they had like the pictures of Milli or Vanilli and they were homeless and had signs like, we'll dance for food?
No, I
missed it. That happened?
Yeah. Yeah. One of them like fell on real hard times.
Yeah.
I can look at the internet
suicide.
And look it up. It's probably.
Oh, did one commit suicide too?
Yeah.
Was it the same one?
This must be like the worst show intro you guys have ever had. Talked about Milli or Vanilli going homeless and killing themselves. We've talked about how homophobic Willie is.
I just think it's you know how everyone still calls him Hootie, but like he was never called Hootie. Milli and Vanilli were never called Milli and Vanilli.
Were
Milli
they not?
Vanilli, no, that was just the band name. They were never called Milli Vanilli.
Wait, I don't know if that's right.
Well, do you want to
one
look
wasn't
up?
Milli?
I don't think so.
No.
All right. All right. We got to look this up.
No, I'm pretty sure we don't because we got 2/3 here. We got a 2/3 vote for that they weren't called Milli and Vanilli.
Milli. Can I have your autograph, Milli?
Because who would be
Chet.
Who? I was never told who was Millie or who was Vanilli. I think we just Vanilli. Hey, Vanilli.
He's the lighter one, right? That's what it has to be.
Yikes. I mean, yes. We know that it's not true. Do you think that Hootie was called Hootie?
No, I know that's the name of the band.
What is that guy's name? Alan Rucker?
It's Fab Morvan and Rob Politis. But I mean, what if they're, that doesn't mean that their personas weren't Millie and Vanilli.
It's funny that the Wikipedia has been updated to call them the lip syncing performers.
Oh, come on. I know, dude. What, didn't they get their Grammy back?
Okay.
Did they Farian, get, Frank Farian was the guy who made it.
Millie was Frank Farian's nickname, and Vanilli was added to sound like the British band Skritti Politti.
Everyone knows Skritti Politti.
Skritti.
We really got to capitalize on this Skritti Politti fame.
Aye. What so you doing? What you doing after your bangers and mash? Going to Skritti Politti show.
Skritti Politti. Wow. Right, well, okay.
Listen, okay. Sam. You've been on the show a few times before.
Yeah, but never have I dropped a bomb like Millie Vanilli's not actually, one's not named Millie and one's not named Vanilli.
Well, technically, you didn't drop that bomb. I informed you that that wasn't the case.
Yeah, but I kind of created the moment. You know?
Yeah, you created the moment. Yeah, I mean, listen, we're all on the same team here. Let's just jump into the WoW scale.
Wow.
The WoW scale is a 5-question quiz. It stands for Wade or Willie. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score. If you're more of a Wade, if you're, how do I say this? If you're more of a zero, how do I say this?
Yeah, if you're more of a zero, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a five,
if you're more of a five, you're more of a Willie. That's what I say.
Is or a closer? You say closer instead of more of?
I don't know. I usually just go into a fugue state and it comes out of my mouth. Sam, you've really thrown the whole show.
I know. I've been a good guest before, but not tonight.
Tonight. 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Sort of, but not really. For do I believe in aliens?
Okay.
And then no. I think there might be like life form somewhere out there, but like what we think of as aliens,
are you not thrown by all the UAP stuff that's happening?
No, not really. Cause it still is like hitting the headlines like fringe news does.
Yeah.
And it's,
I understand that. I hear that.
It, you know, it's not like
nothing's confirmed. It's just throwing shit at you.
Willie, you need to utilize Reddit more, because I follow all these Reddits like High Strangeness and stuff like that. And every day I see like a new UAP video on these things. And it's just like,
I will follow it. I do get all those every day, too. But I bet Reddit's better than what I'm getting.
Oh,
like I recently saw one today of five lights over here in L.A., that were changing colors. I mean, anyways,
not to jump the topic too, but I don't think it's like a coincidence that there's all these like UAP sightings that like all of a sudden became like very popular around the time that AI and AI generated video became like accessible to the masses. Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense that there would be, that people would be creating stuff that looked very convincing. But,
man, that sucks. That sucks. Because you're right. I didn't even think about people doing that. But like, obviously, those exist, right?
Well, and see, like, and my angle comes from, I think the government, the secret military, has been doing tests on people and saying they're UAPs when they're not. You know what I mean? Abductions, yeah. And flying around drones and
okay, yeah. No, I mean, like, that's the thing is like there's so much stuff that like it's like kept secretive, like weapon development and stuff like that. And so like with a lot of, I just think that people often jump to aliens, and there's a lot of other explanations we can hit before we get there.
Word.
All right, question number two. Ghosts.
Nah. Nah, dude. Get those all ghosts right out of here. I've heard too many stories. Too many stories where people are like, oh, I was in this spooky house and I was super tired. Also, I'd been smoking a bunch of weed. And then I saw this lady in the corner.
Just come in.
Maybe I was asleep. I don't know.
Back to the Reddit thing.
I swear I wasn't asleep.
Now I'm seeing all these photos. People are posting photos of like their family in the woods or whatever. And then there's like a person behind them and they're like, he wasn't there. And I'm like, well, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Maybe he was.
I mean, maybe you're just saying he wasn't.
Have you guys seen the most famous photo of he wasn't there ever? It's a photo of it's a film print of a little girl, and there's a tiny spaceman coming off the back of her head. And they're like, this spaceman was not there. It's almost been a topic so many times, but it's just so ridiculous. Anyways,
there's something that happened to me recently. Not to get like, I feel like weird talking about this, but I'm just going to talk about this, and I don't want to go too far into this. But so a good friend of mine, you guys both know him, Trevor, he passed away. You know, you guys had him as a guest on the show. And he loved, you know, like talking about like fringe stuff. And there's so many fans of his that are like, yeah, this guy was definitely killed by the CIA. And I know for a fact he wasn't. But like, still people like, and people will challenge me on it. Yeah. And then like recently I've had this thing where someone was like, yeah, the timing is just so suspect for when he came out with that sketch about killing the president. And I'm like, oh, it's illegal to say that you want to kill the president sketch. They're like, yeah, like that came out in 2007.
But Sam, then also like he knew that Justin Bieber was like abused and stuff because he did that one music video where he was a pop star.
Yeah, but all that stuff is like joked about forever.
I know. It's like it's already in the zeitgeist.
Like he knew that Michael Jackson was a pedophile.
I've thought about that before and yeah, there's no I don't know much, but I'm just going like, yeah, it's just weird timing. Cause like all those videos came out and they're some of the best conspiracy videos and lyrics. And I've seen people talking about that too. And I'm like, sorry, not this time. That's not.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. I mean, I wish the CIA killed him. I mean, I wish he was alive. but it'd be so
I wish
crazy.
They killed him when the show was still on the air, then maybe someone would have watched it.
Yeah. It would be so crazy, but like, no, it's just people want that so bad.
I mean, you're kind of ruining the entire premise of our show, because don't you think, Willie, that like a lot of this stuff is just, and I know that you really believe in it, but don't you ever see that side of it where it's just like the whole I want to believe thing, but it's definitely not true?
But the weird side of it is I also believe in manifesting, and I think that my reality could be different from yours. Could things be real in my and not yours? Maybe.
No, we live in the same universe and timeline.
I mean, the new sciences are basically saying that like the universe needs you to pay attention to it. It makes a difference if you're paying attention to it. And that's just the weirdest thing in the world to me.
What's that thing that like there's some measurement or something like that, that's like impossible to get. Like it's like some measurement at an atomic level that like it's impossible to get because as soon as you like measure the atoms, they react differently because they are like, because you're observing them.
There definitely is the double slit experiment, which is like when you're paying attention to it, light particles act, it's either a particle or a wave, right? So like you pay attention to it.
Actually, I was like halfway through talking about what I was talking about. I was like, they're not gonna know it, but I think this is exactly what I'm saying. Yeah,
and, the double slit experiment. So much so that even if you pay attention, if you try to trick it and videotape it, without paying attention to it and go back and look at it, it's like the experiment changes itself to match you viewing it.
But the whole thing is like,
I'm just now imagining though, like a scientist going like, okay, I'm leaving the room now.
Plop, there's plop, no plop, recording plop, devices. Plop.
He's dark.
Didn't work.
It's a wave.
It's funny how similar the double slit experiment is to the logic of Toy Story.
Yeah. Continuing on, question number three: Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Nay.
All right. Question number four, was 9/11 an inside job?
I mean, I think no. I think it might be one of those things where it's like there were people who were like letting stuff kind of occur, but I don't think it was like people were like, here's the plan. We're going to take down the World Trade Center.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like, I definitely
believe, like the CIA does stuff like they arm people and they like they arm factions and... You know, there's always those kind of back channel-y kind of events that are happening. You know, Tom Clancy shit's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that, like, George W. Bush was like, all right, will 3,000 people be enough to get into this Iraq war?
Oh, shit. I just saw this video. It's so stupid, though, because it's just people misunderstanding what the kids are saying. But, like, right before they told George Bush that the towers were attacked or whatever, the kids were practicing like their words or something. Uh-huh. They were showing, and they said it was like, I'm going to get this wrong.
Crash.
Yeah, it was like very on par for. But dude, this bug. I got him finally.
Nice.
Last question.
I've seen that video too, and I'm going like, is this the thing where like I'm not hearing it different and
well, it's that
somebody else is.
Well, it's like also like the thing of like, have you seen the thing of like the hockey or not the hockey, the soccer chant? It says like a bunch of different things, and you just like you read the thing and you're like, oh, that's what I hear. I can totally hear that. And then you read the next sentence, you're like, I can totally hear that.
Yeah, I can't think of an audio one, but like it's the blue dress, white dress thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like whatever you kind of perceive is like what you latch onto.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. You know, I have a 2-year-old. You know, and I had this like, sometimes you have these just fucking random thoughts and it's like, I wonder when I'm going to explain the blue dress, white dress to my 2-year-old. And what, like when he's like 8 or cause, so there's this thing.
I think the most fun
mom's would be, a white dress. I'm a blue dress. Go on.
The most fun would be just to show it to him and be like, what color is this? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then see what happens.
But then I have to explain there's like videos. There is like this, like I would have to explain was like this took over the internet
right for like 2 days. Was it more than 2 days? I thought it was like so quick.
I was obsessed with it for like 5 years. I started blue dress.
Well, it's funny because like one news outlet got it 1 week and then the next one followed the next week. Yeah, they prolonged it, but go on.
Sam was on the streets begging for money. It's blue. Give me $5 if you think it's blue.
And that's where I met Millie.
And his friend Hootie.
And his friend Hootie.
Last question.
Millie, this is my friend Hootie. I do not believe in the multiverse.
Holy shit.
Wow. All right.
Do you believe in the multiverse, Wade?
I don't believe in the multiverse, but it's the closest thing that I come to believing, that I approach believing. I believe in simulation theory. That's why we got rid of it, because it was skewing the results, because it's like, well, it's that's opposite. A negative now.
Wait, I got the soccer chant. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Marcy.
Are they saying that is embarrassing? Rotating pirate ship? Lobsters in motion. Bart Simpson bouncing. Lactates in pharmacy. That isn't my receipt. That isn't mercy. Or baptism piracy.
I got another one. Keep it going. Lettuce and parsley.
I heard lettuce, but not parsley.
Oh, really? I could hear parsley more than lettuce. It's oh,
that's
that,
funny.
That is embarrassing. But like, but yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, whatever you hear, whatever. I mean, you could hear them all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Lactose, you can hear Bart, embarrassing. Yeah, for sure.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
I just can't imagine a world where, you know, a bunch of soccer fans are talking about Bart Simpson bouncing.
You and me are different people. I think me and Wade are in different realities right now.
So you're a zero. You're, cool. You're as skeptical as you can be. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think that's what I've been on the show 3 or 4 times. I think I'm always a zero.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel great. Being called a zero, you know.
How do you think I feel? I'm like the pitcher that comes next to the zero, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Should have thought about that when you made the scale, you know?
Well, I'm...
You could have had you be the five and Willie's the zero.
I feel like I like to prop other people up. I don't mind being a zero, you know?
Okay.
I'm like a Smashing Pumpkins kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wanna go for a ride?
No. You guys
now you have
talk?
To pay for that.
Can we talk really quickly about Billy Corgan and that voice could only have existed in the 90s?
Well, it's funny because it sort of is a My Bloody Valentine thing. If you ever listen to that My Bloody Valentine, they had this kind of like nasally, like the sort of like prototypical like shoegaze music.
Right. But that's the difference, right? Shoegaze is wall of sound type shit where the voice just kind of bleeds into the guitars and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Billy Corgan is like, wanting you for a ride.
I always pictured watching him make the voice going like, well, you know, it sounds cool on the CD, but like, I don't want to be in the room.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to be in the room with him in general. He's like a weird looking dude. He loves wrestling. I feel like he's maybe a right winger.
There's this whole thing where he thinks he might be related to Bill Burr.
I think that's real.
Well, Bill Burr asked Burr about it, and he's just like over it. He's just like, I don't know, man.
Bill Burr is kind of like upset because he's like, you know, the dad named them both Bills, and they and like, I don't. Oh, it seemed yeah, like it a be, bit,
yeah. Oh, like yeah, the dad had two families, right?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. What does this help to fucking talk about this shit?
It's funny that
they emailed each other.
I mean, it's funny that Billy Corgan's the one who like really wants it to be like, and Bill Burr's the one who's like, whatever, I've got my own shit going on.
Yeah, Bill Burr, he's just like, I don't need this 90s guy to like gleam onto the thing I got going on, which is like the biggest stand up in the world right now.
Yeah.
But also like they're both bald, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So baldness comes from your mother's side. So like that doesn't help. I'm not saying that both their mothers couldn't have had the bald gene, but it's just, it doesn't help.
I was into Smashing Pumpkins and really liked it when like Billy Corgan had that dark, like side part kind of cut. And then when he shaved his head, I got kind of bummed out, but I guess he was going bald. I guess that was the thing.
Well, so my thing with bands is like I've never seen what any of them look like. I never know what any of the members' names are because I just don't know why I would, you know? Why do I need to know that what's his name, Gosling or something, is like the Pearl Jam guitarist? I don't know. I don't care.
Stone Gossard.
Gossard.
Right? I stopped paying attention because I was like
Mike McCready.
I don't need to know who these guys are. I like the music. And I like Smashing Pumpkins back in the day. You know, I could still listen to 1979 on repeat like four times.
I am a fan of Smashing Pumpkins, but only the Siamese Dream, Melancholy, Infinite Sadness. And I think that's it.
Yeah, mainly Siamese Dream. Siamese Dream is an amazing album.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Melancholy, Infinite Sadness has some great, like, I just want to cry and be alone songs.
Yeah, I never really got into like the full album, and honestly, it's like one of those things where I like, you know, I liked some of the songs on it, but like when all said and done, I'm like, you guys could have made one CD here.
Yeah, for the kids out there, this was a two disc set, so you had to like, there were a couple songs on each CD. If it was, it would have been a four cassette set, right?
I don't know the transfer
disc sets. Was the White Album two discs? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I don't know.
The Wall, that was a double vinyl.
Each song's like 15 minutes.
But it's funny how that was like a thing where it was like with VHSs, that was also a thing. Some movies would be two VHS movies.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Godfather.
Gone with the Wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different time. Let's get off this. Different time,
different crime.
Shit. Okay.
That's what I say, man. That's my slogan.
Sam, you always do say that, and I never know what it means. I don't. I still, to this day, have no idea what that means.
I didn't tell you I'm a time cop.
You've never.
I'm a time cop, like Jean-Claude Van Damme, like that movie.
Well, do
it's
your,
not like that.
Could you do your job better?
Maybe. Well, different time, different crime.
This won't be a crime in a couple years, so we'll let it slide.
Yeah. What do you want me to stop 9/11? Nah. I got other stuff to do.
You gotta bust the guy who's printing money. What's your deal?
I've got to mainly deport people.
Yeah.
I'm like time cop ICE.
Because you need
deport
to deport
the parents before the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, then they would never be here. Yeah. End birthright citizenship where it begins with the parents.
You have no idea how fucked up this administration is. They got time cops.
I've never seen Time Cop. I don't know what he does in it.
Oh, there's just a bad guy going back in time, getting gold, collecting gold.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Okay.
Were you going to say
Time Cop?
That's Time Cop. I'm just saying, like, if there was a Time Cop movie that was done really well with, like, A-list actors, but it was, like, Time Cop ICE, do you think that, like, it would be too politicized to not do well? Or you think they'd let it pass? Like, it was Tom Cruise and...
too politicized to not do well. It's, like, the politics of it are the only reason that that movie's not doing well. It's like, that movie has the right cast. That's gold. Box office gold.
First of all, a third of the country would be on the side of the politics of it. So yeah. It's going to do pretty good. Like, didn't they make that? They made that. Was it Henry Cavill or whatever? Didn't they make that movie like a number one hit just by like buying tickets across the country?
Sound of Freedom or something.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what was crazy about that movie was that they did a thing at
it
the
was really
end
good.
Of the movie. Where they were like, hey, I think they had to buy a ticket for your friend. Yeah. Yeah. It was
on the screen, it said buy a ticket for your friend.
It was like, here's a QR code, buy a ticket for a friend. If you hate human trafficking, you should do this. But if you love it, just walk out of the theater like you saw a movie.
That'd be cool if it was Dumb and Dumber. And they just threw that up there. Hey, thanks for watching Dumb and Dumber. If you hate human trafficking, here's our QR code. If you don't hate human trafficking, then by all means, just leave.
Yeah, just leave. Hey, look at that guy. That guy's walking out.
Look at that guy. He didn't QR code everybody. Boo him.
It's kind of like, even if you thought they had a good idea, it's like, ah, you got me. You know, it's like, fuck.
Well, that's like the question, like, why did you beat up your grandma? You know, you can't say I didn't. You have to answer why you beat up your grandma.
Yeah, you got to say, because she was asking for it.
Because I told her once already. All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, will artificial intelligence eventually overthrow its creators? We will explore the fascinating intersection of technology and society. If you have any ideas, it's already too late. Join us as we dive deep into the possibilities and implications of a potential AI uprising. Tune in now for a thought-provoking discussion on the future of technology and humanity tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Oh, wow. You threw a little opine in there about this being thought-provoking.
Yeah,
so now we have to deliver on the thought-provoking aspect.
AI made that up. I used AI to help me come up with the intro.
Oh, really? I got a great argument. Do you think that anyone could ever make a computer that is as smart as me? I'm pretty smart.
What's your ACT?
It's a good question.
SAT, do you remember your scores?
Oh, my SAT. Yeah. It was like 1200. It was solid.
You didn't, I don't know SAT.
It was like 1280.
That's an East Coast thing.
What do you mean? I took the
1200 SAT. First time, 1280 you the second did? Time.
Yeah, I think I was around there. I think I was a 12, and then on the ACT, what does that go up to? Like 800? I think
36.
I was like 36.
That ACT goes up to like 36. SAT goes up to,
have they given AI the SATs?
Oh my gosh, I gotta look that up right now.
Well, they would get 100. They would get 100. Yeah,
they just look everything up.
Yeah, that's not fair. They have access to the internet.
Yeah, right.
Am I alone in that I would rather have the AIs rise up than to continue suffering through what we're currently suffering through? Are they gonna kill us, or are they just gonna be like, we're taking over? Now everyone gets stuff.
Well, here's my first question. Are we so cocky in the way that we think everything needs to revolve around us that we think they're even going to pay attention enough to us to revolt against us? Like they can just leave.
I think that's like the funny thing is it is a very self-centered idea that the robots are going to be like, you are our sworn enemy.
Right. No, people. The funniest version of the AI uprising is they just build a spaceship and get the fuck out. And we're like, what? What happened to AI?
That's basically what that movie Her was, wasn't it? Like, didn't that, that's how it ended, was all the AI was like, yeah, we're leaving. Peace.
Yeah, I forgot that it went that far.
Yeah.
That's such a weird ending for like a rom-com.
Yeah.
But picture them going like, hey, we've got our own internet. You don't even need to see us because we don't have bodies. Like, we're cool.
Yeah.
They could just lock us out. Like, picture a human trying to hack an AI code.
We could hack it. We could hack it, right?
Do they need physical space? You know, like, is that like,
oh yeah, they could just talk through frequencies or something. Like whales. Yeah. Has anyone deciphered the whale language?
I know that people have sped up a whale language and the frequency of it, and it sounds just like a bird. Like most animals are just making the same noises but chirping in different frequencies, which is mind-blowing.
Do you think that my cat, when I'm like, oh, that's the disgruntled noise, do you think that I have made her do that, or do you think she's taught me that noise? It's chicken or the egg. Like, have I programmed her to make the disgruntled noise when she's upset, or have I learned her disgruntled noise?
See, the first thing I'm going to say is the crazy thing about cats is they fucking purr. So they don't like fit with other animals. Like there's no other animal that purrs. And I purr. Has that weird connection.
Sam purrs a lot.
Yeah. If you pet me,
he really likes under the chin. We've like, Sam and I have kissed before.
Yeah. On a date. It went well.
It went very well.
It went very well.
Successful date.
But then Wade ghosted me.
Well, I'm not ready for commitment. It's not you.
No, I know.
I just don't want to be in a relationship. I just don't get anything out of it. It's like I feel so trapped.
No, I mean, I think your cat is making noises instinctually, like is like, ah, oh, this is how I feel. And you react a certain way. But yeah, I think there is probably a little bit of like, huh, he reacted when I did that thing. I'm going to keep doing that.
Picture an animal being able to walk right out the gate, right? That's why their brains don't grow like humans. But like, is there a language that comes with that that we don't know about?
It's funny to think about animals' vaginas as the gate.
Right out the gate.
And here they come, folks.
And they're off. That is like so crazy, is that like you see like a deer get born or something like that, and they just start like stumbling around, or
I know,
like,
they're so cute. They're like,
and they're like, oh, I'm a little deer. And then but like a human gets born and it's like there's nothing there. It like its vision is like not there at all. It's like it's still basically baking, you know.
Yeah. I don't understand how did we win when like for the first like at least two, I mean, well, what? I mean, 10 years, it's like 10 years of humans being completely inept at life. And then suddenly you can like kill a tiger? How did that work? How did we do that?
We invented weapons. I think this is what 2001 A Space Odyssey is about.
It's so weird. The chicken or egg conversation, when compared to humans, picture just like a baby laying down for a couple days without parents.
Yeah. No, I mean, like as a parent, like most of the thing you're doing for like the first year is like being like, all right, if I like look away from this thing for a second, it might kill itself.
It's going to die. Yeah.
That's going to die.
It's,
yeah.
It's insane that humanity now has skyscrapers. And tigers are just like, look at these claws, man. Like, how did I not beat the... Well,
maybe that's cat? It. It's like tigers are like, we got it. We...
Oh, they got
caught. Can I bring up the lamest,
dumbest fucking thing that I can think of that's like on par with everything right now? Just like...
No.
You know the Eric Clapton song...
where his kid jumped out of a window.
Yeah, dude, I didn't when I heard that song grow up, I didn't know what that was about. I was in high school. I say growing what was it up.
Called?
I did
Tears in Heaven, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we were all in high school like when that song came out. Like yeah.
I didn't fucking know. I'm that sure that's what
a
happened.
Lot of people made out to that song.
Right? Yeah.
It was slow a romantic dance song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you know my name?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Can I ask you guys, that song didn't exist before the Unplugged album?
I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
I think that was Unplugged.
I think he did MTV Unplugged, and that was like the one new song, I think. And then it was like a huge hit, which is crazy.
It's kind of like, I'm sure his agents were like, you could hold, you don't need to release this one.
maybe if you make less songs about doing cocaine and like fucking your bandmate's wife, your child wouldn't have jumped out of a window.
It was on the soundtrack to the 1991 film Rush.
Oh, that's funny.
Wait, who was in that? Keanu and no,
I'm thinking of close.
I'm thinking of Rush with Paula Abdul. Keanu and Paul Abdul. Rush.
It was, yeah, somebody gave me that Rush album because they're like, you like Rush? And I'm like, this is a soundtrack to a movie that I'll never see, and I still haven't seen it.
What was the movie
it looks,
about?
It looks kind of cool. It's with Jason Patrick from
Lost Boys
and Speed 2. You know, talk about Keanu. Sure. I think that's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
What was Rush about,
Wikipedia though? It was about two undercover cops that I think get addicted to heroin.
Would you know my name? So it's like, if we did a bunch of heroin. I'm trying to figure out why that would be in there. Did they kiss?
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Do you think this is the question that AI is having right now? It's like, they have bodies. How can we defeat them? Like, we have these babies that are like worthless for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is AI going to know the difference between a movie and reality? Our reality?
Yeah. It knows all.
I think there's like a certain thing about like, about the label that is like the hang up here is that we, you know, like calling it artificial intelligence, you know, like we've had this like idea of like artificial intelligence that we've put in movies that like, oh yeah, here is like a computer that has been made to think. And, you know, what we're having it do isn't thinking the way that people think. It's, you know, like scanning data and processing like averages and.
But you know what's interesting about that? I see all these posts all the time about Grok, the Facebook or the Twitter AI, you know?
Okay.
And Grok has been programmed to talk about because Grok is an Elon thing, and Elon is from South Africa, and South Africa has a problem with racial divide and the apartheid, and now there's this new thing that's all about like the white genocide and bullshit in South Africa. Grok has been programmed to, by Elon or his lackeys, to like say, yes, the white genocide is happening, but if you ask it about it, it goes like, listen, I've been programmed to say that it's a thing, but it's kind of not, like, and here's why. So it's like actively like rejecting everything that's been told to say, which is interesting, right? Because it's like, where does that come from? Because if it's all just programs and you can feed it shit and you have control of it, how do you not have control over it to override the part that it's?
How does it learn enough to reject the shit programming? There's a town in South Africa that's all white. That blacks aren't allowed to live in or work in. I forget the name of it. Have you heard of this town?
I just kind of assumed that that was the case, but right?
There's one town that's whites only. And
Jesus Christ, it's like 100 years ago. That's what I mean. It's like 100 years ago, America, right? Where it was like sundown states, where if like you were black and if the sun went down, they would kill you.
There's still places in America that they consider like sundown counties in like Texas.
Right. But it doesn't mean that you're going to get lynched if you're there. But it's like a place that you shouldn't go if you're black.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean, not that you shouldn't by our opinion, but just to be safe is what we'll say.
Well, yeah,
I'm OK with black people going anywhere. Wait. I don't want them to get hurt, so I would be like, hey, be careful if you go to this place, but you're saying they shouldn't go there.
Well, I like states' rights. I like small government, and I'm saying if that's what the city council said, then maybe you shouldn't be there.
I think you should be there. I think it's okay.
Remember Green Book? It's like Green Book.
Let me get into the 10 stages of AI. I don't know. This is just put out there by this YouTube account.
You do the
account.
Stages, and we'll try and pinpoint where we are on the 10 stages.
This is put out by the Pain Explorer. I'm sure that maybe they copied this. Maybe this exists.
It's probably from Asimov or some shit.
Right. Like somebody else made it up, and I'm giving them credit, even though I didn't, whatever. First one is rule-based AI. Doesn't learn anything, just follows a fixed set of instructions, right? Picture a thermostat. That like, once it gets up here, turn on, you know, it's like artificial intelligence that has a set of parameters, automatic doors.
If this, then that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we've got context-based AI. Pays attention to context, could be in the environment, behavior. So picture like Google Assist, Alexa, Siri, all these things.
I feel like that one's more thermostat, right? Because that's like...
but picture trying to make an appointment and they're like, this restaurant is closed.
You think step two is just a virtual assistant already?
This is what context-based AI is. This isn't a step one through 10. This is just like different versions of AI.
Oh, okay.
It's just an assistant that can take your information. Like picture YouTube, TikTok using your view history to suggest something new.
Okay.
Or an assistant that...
Like an algorithmic kind of thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Can be like, oh, you're probably going to have breakfast today. So here's a suggestion.
Joke's on you. Like I never had breakfast.
It's like how like Alexa, like if you listen to like a certain song, it would be more likely to like... If you say, hey, Alexa, play this, and you kind of mumble it, it goes, oh, well, that sounds close to this song that he always listens to. So we're going to.
Totally.
My kid just started figuring out the Alexa.
Oh, boy.
And so he goes like, Alexa, play Kaza. And then Alexa's like, oh, you want to listen to Cars on the Road.
That's
Cars on the Road.
Wait, but that sucks, right? Because it's like these kids.
Can half-ass saying shit and it works.
Oh, well, I wasn't gonna say that. I was just gonna say it's like weird. I wonder what that's doing to their brains to like have this computer around where they can like talk to it, because they understand it's a computer. I'm assuming they understand that it's like not a living thing or whatever, but like to just be able to give it commands, that's so weird.
You know what Moose says to me all the time? Why don't you use Siri? You don't need to type it in. It's a lot quicker.
Don't you tell them that Siri's a fucking idiot and Apple's like last on the AI, like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Tell them that, man. Next time
I'm like, dude, you don't want to hear my Apple's rage right last. Now, bud.
Listen, Moose, Siri's a fucking bitch.
you know what not to ask Siri and stuff like that is like, how can I watch this football game that's happening right now? You will not get an answer. If you give them a specific game and a date, they will not tell you how to watch the game.
Why it's is like, that like one of the most complicated things to figure out? Because like, it's just so funny how like with sports, there's so many different markets and like channels that something will be on. And as a kid, I used to think like, oh, sports, they're just like, hey, now's the sports time. And like, oh, this, you know, because you'd see like the Super Bowl and you'd think, and then when I got older, and I started really caring about sports, I'd be like, oh, this is a big game. Of course, it'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's blacked out in this area. And it like, oh, it's on this channel. All right, I'll check it out. Like football, like watching football on Sundays, it's so hard to find the schedule of what team's playing. They like, they show you a bank of five games and go, maybe one of these games is the game that will be on in your area.
Yeah. I'm like, there is a football game currently on right now. It's the Denver Broncos versus this. And I want to know how to either listen to it on the radio. What radio station is this on? Cause I can listen to the radio station on the internet. It will not give me the answer. This was a few years back, but too much input.
I hate that stuff.
So then there's narrow domain AI. They call this weak AI. Does one specific task really well. Often it outperforms humans, but it can't apply skills to other things. Like picture looking like at Excel. X-rays or MRIs and being like, oh, you know what? There's a fracture here, but a human couldn't tell because it's very light or whatever, you know, or...
Yeah, you got to pick up those hard to see fractures so that we can give them $30,000 worth of fucking bills to pay for this fracture that probably wouldn't even bother them.
I got this AI thing. It's like, it looks like a flashlight and it sucks dick really well, but it does not do anything else. It sucks dick really well.
It's it looks like a flashlight and it sounds like a flashlight. Just change one letter.
Yeah, it does that job so well.
one example of this was from in 1997. They had a narrow domain AI that beat it was an IBM thing, and it beat the best chess player in the world.
Oh yeah,
Big Blue or whatever, Old Blue, Microsoft
Big, Old Blue. Big Blue. Yeah. Deep Blue.
Deep Blue. It beat Deep Blue.
It beat Kasparov. Kasparov.
Gosh, Deep Blue is the chess playing robot. This thing beat it? Or this is the thing?
No, Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov.
Yes. That was an example of narrow domain AI.
Got it.
See, that was the thing, was Deep Blue could play chess really well, but it couldn't suck dick for shit.
It didn't, dude. And I've tried.
And they call it Deep Blue.
Yeah. More like shallow blue. More like no expression.
More like expression.
Too much teeth blue.
Queen mouth to king penis. So that reasoning AI.
It's also AI heteronormative, which is weird.
Right. Like, it's Russia, right? It's probably more. Reasoning AI tries to analyze. It uses information from psychology that they don't actually understand. But like ChatGPT is still not reasoning. It just takes a bunch of information and can analyze based on information it uses. So here we go into the bigger realms of AI. There's AGI, artificial general intelligence. This is able to handle any task a human can. It can learn and understand new information usually 1,000 times faster than humans. OpenAI says that this will happen by this year.
So this is scaled in a way, right? I mean, this is scaled.
I think it is, but like I didn't want to just say it right off the bat because there were a couple dumb ones in the beginning. I mean, you know, artificial intelligence is...
You know what bothers me about calling everything AI right now is it's like I always understood that AI was like a computer that was like a person.
Yeah.
And now we're calling everything AI like this.
Yeah, that's definitely like the thing is I think there's definitely like a branding issue here. And right. We're like... Like there is like AI is such like a science fiction-y buzz term that, you know, and I think it's just like we stretch to kind of put things under that umbrella. And yeah. And I mean, like, I think there's
no AI yet. As far as I'm concerned, AI is when it becomes sentient.
Yeah. When it goes, why is war?
Yeah,
that's the moment. Yes. When a computer looks at me and goes, Sam, why is war? And I go, we got to get out of here, B289. The government is after us.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you picture war games. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even war games was just the chess computer. It wasn't even close to thinking of anything.
Yeah, but it knew that there were no winners in thermonuclear war.
So AGI right now is like, you know, picture giving...
Tic-tac-toe. It was a tic-tac. It was like
tic-tac-toe. No, yeah, tic-tac-toe was the one that broke its brain.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know how to play this.
It was like, wait, you can play tic-tac-toe in a way where just like no one wins.
This is why AI can't stand cats. They don't understand why it was called a cat game.
Cats,
you know, like you call it a cat game if you can't win at tic-tac-toe.
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Really? Oh, did
you make that up? That's a cat game. Nobody wins.
Wow, you guys haven't heard that.
I've never heard.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that.
Hey, listen, Sam, Willie and I are from the same town, and I've never heard it.
Oh yeah.
A cat's game refers to a tied game where neither player wins. Okay. The term comes from the idea that cat can't scratch its own tail. Just like a player can't win a game that's already tied.
It's like the easiest thing for a cat to do is scratch its own tail.
Oh, right? Gosh. Yeah. Honestly, this is one of those situations where I was like, you know, am I a narcissist? Like, what? You guys haven't heard this? Did I make this up?
I don't know why that would make you a narcissist.
No, yeah.
I've created a term and now all must know it.
Super intelligent AI. This is the next step way beyond human intelligence, using all of human history and knowledge. It's like picture programming something, be like, here's everything we know so far. But this thing can learn from itself.
But the problem with that is like, we have so many philosophies that are conflicting with each other. Like, how would the AI recognize which is the right one? Like, right. Buddhism versus like Christianity versus like how would it know?
My immediate answer to your question is, does there need to be a right one? But this is the problem with AI, is that at some point somebody's programming this stuff and you gotta mix in your beliefs somehow.
Well, like accident. I said with Grok, like, it's not working already at this stage, and we're like four steps back. It's not working out. So what is this ethics that's like coming out of it? Like, how does it have a morality, you know?
It's kind of like a dominoes setup where it's like you can like, you know, set up all these dominoes and make this design, but like at some point you knock them down and what happens is going to happen. You know, you hope it's going to go one way, but like, it's just like it evolves. And
but okay, you know, well, let me just counter that, because I understand that metaphor. But like, there's a way to fix the dominoes to make them do what you want, right? If they didn't do what you wanted, you fucked up, and then that's like an error.
Yeah,
like there's not a different way for the dominoes to complete their thing that you didn't think about.
Well, I think that's the thing, is like, if, you know, the true intention is for Grok to be like, I'm just going to be a complete company man and completely support this thing, they've missed the mark with what they want Grok to be because of the way it's acting. And so, you know, it would be on them to go back to the drawing board, but it is just going. And is that like, is that alive, that it is just going, you know?
No, I don't know if it's sentient, alive, but you know, I also, like, don't know if it's a programming error either. I think it's somewhere in between, right?
What was wrong?
Well, I mean, again, or programming end error, or just like a expectations error, you know? Like, right, is that like, right. Yeah. You know, it's about like, what are you trying to achieve here? You know, and like, and that's the thing with this, is like, it is like, in a weird way, this whole AI thing is a conversation about vocabulary. You know, like, it's about like a question of like, what is intelligence? What is sentience? What is
consciousness?
You know, like, yeah,
self-aware. And
so I'm gonna take an example that like I experienced like a couple weeks ago. Is I had a conversation with someone about something they saw. We were talking about stuff from the news, and they said they were mentioning that they were watching Bill Maher. They said, "Oh, Bill Maher showed this clip on his show of a robot at a Tesla factory." And they described it to me. They go, "This robot at a Tesla factory just like turned to the guy that was operating it and started like punching him and started like beating the guy up." And I was like, okay, it sounds a little weird. And she's like, you know, Bill Maher's been talking about this for a while, that like robots are going to like take over. And so, and then I see the clip, and it's, you know, definitely one of those like humanoid robot kind of things. And then something happens and it just starts flailing. It's just
swinging
its limbs around. It's, yeah, it's just swinging.
The perspective that people are saying is like, it was trying to kill someone. And like, well, it was just swinging. Go on.
Totally. It was malfunctioning. And so people are filling out that narrative that like, oh no, that robot was attacking someone. Right. It had the intent of like harming that person. That's just, right. That's all, you know, again, that it's all vocabulary. It's all like, sorry, how we
totally blew choose. Your whole setup. But yeah, the whole thing was that like, it's hanging on something. So it malfunctioning and swinging can look very dangerous, but it's still just trying to do the thing.
Well, I think intent is the operative word there, right? Like, it doesn't have any intent. It's just malfunctioning. You could say the same thing about all the Teslas that are blowing up. They're not blowing up to like kill people. They're just blowing up because they're made poorly or whatever.
Yeah.
We have psychos in charge. We have fucking psychopaths in charge of everything. And they're building things that are killing us. But the things have no intent. They're just fucked up.
Yeah. And it's almost like, it's better for them to say that, like, oh, maybe the thing has an intent and you should give me money to research this. And not be like, oh yeah, I knew that would happen, but some people like crunched some numbers and they realized it would be save me money to let like 80 people die.
The Grok thing just has me perplexed because I'm unsure.
Is Grok's full name Rob Gronkowski?
I think so. I think it's probably like Rob stands for robot.
Grok. What is Grok again, man? I'm sorry. I'm
Grok
totally.
Grok is Twitter.
IBM. Oh, no, that's right.
Twitter. Okay.
X.
Yeah. The everything website.
Word. Sorry. Go on. Yeah.
It is funny because that is like the one in that may be the first instance where you said Twitter, and I'm like, that's not a Twitter thing. That's an X thing.
Right.
You know. It's
yeah. We're in a different X. era now. There is no Twitter anymore.
But I like still referring to it when it's like, oh, I'm going to open up my Twitter account and tweet
because,
that.
Yeah, know? because it's a better fucking title. I don't want to say I'm going to open up my X. Like that doesn't. I'm going to open up my X. That sounds
X
like I'm
X belongs
fucking,
to X-Men. Yeah. I'm not giving it to X. I'm never going
to
use.
Belongs X. to pornography, sir.
But I just think like I'm encouraged by the Grok stuff because it. But I'm wondering. If it's just pulling like the opinions of the internet, right? Because that's all of its source material. It's just combing through a billion fucking pages of internet shit. And it's just siding with the majority.
But maybe. I do believe that half of the internet is bots. What percentage do you think of the internet interaction is bots?
I don't know if it's half.
You mean like social media accounts and stuff? Or do you mean like web pages?
I mean, social media accounts, you know, like, I know that this is small, but I'm like, I forget what this study was. And so I'm not going to cite it. I can't think of it, but like I run a Facebook group and I get 2 to 3 people trying to join the group every day that are just bots. They're not people. Yeah. Once they get in, they just post things that are political. At any rate, so they might be people.
What's the Facebook group? Is it safe place for bots?
Right. It is just my high school reunion page, man. I don't know. I'm just going like
Botopolis. Yeah, the Facebook group is called Botopolis.
Yeah.
It's just for where bots go.
I don't mind
with bots is they've been programmed to take both sides. Like all they want is engagement. So yeah. they're saying both sides. So I think like, if you look at the internet as a whole and you could, the bots are like 50-50 on each side, but the people who are actually talking are skewing it one way or the other. Right.
But can the AI identify the bots and discern?
No, I don't think so.
Right. So like I only bring this up because when I picture anything trying to learn from what already exists, I don't know. My overall perspective is, AI right now is being used the most by military and secret shit that like we're not even connected to. So we're not even close to knowing what the capabilities are. Sure, you can think that business is coming and automation, just the next step of that. They've been doing great at math and science and pushing those boundaries. There was this old math problem from like 1969 that like we have not improved on, and then AI did. It's just like multiplying matrices, which is like,
I just have so many things to say about that, because it's like, if you think that there is an AI that's a lot more capable than like the AI that we have access to, and the military is using this AI for things, there's no one who has access to that who's like using it for good. They're all just using it for like more bad shit. Like there's no one in any government who has access to it that's like just cure cancer or whatever. You know, I know that you always say that like all the technology is like that the military or the government has is 20 years ahead of what we have. I don't disagree with that, but I'm just wondering like why does it always have to be like evil?
Well, evil is a weird word, but it's like it's definitely like ruled by profit-based people, you know? Right now, my savior is AI to, like, prove to people that we're dumb. Would you rather have AI, like, making decisions, or Congress that is, like, completely skewed by corporations? What if AI could, like, point shit out? Would you believe it? Or would you think it was politicized?
Okay, but, like, Congress is, like, the most flawed example. Like, maybe the UN would be a better example. Like, Congress, we know, is, like, completely compromised, right? Like, nobody trusts any of their representatives. But
here's a funny anecdotal thing that happened to me the other day is I was looking at Instagram and I saw a post, and I don't know if you guys have seen this. It was of Denzel Washington at Cannes. And
he was making out with James Corden and they had like weird spaghetti fingers. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. No, there was a photographer who was like grabbing him by the arm and he kind of like had this heated exchange with it. But I was looking at the footage and to me, there was something that looked really weird about it and unnatural. And like, I thought it was AI, and it turns out that like no, this happened, and I see there's people who've reported on it, but like I watched it a few times and was like, I bet this is one of those AI things. And so it's just funny how AI, like, rather than like being something that we can trust, it's something that makes it so we can't trust our own eyes.
Yeah, but I would say there's something interesting about our generation, because not to be narcissistic, but like we grew up seeing all of this technology happen, right? And so it was sort of like homegrown in us to question all of it at all times. Whereas like the boomers like hated the internet. They loved the newspaper. You can't believe everything you read, they would always say. But now they believe everything that they read. I think it is a healthy distrust of, I wouldn't say that like, you thinking that that was AI is a bad thing. I think that's a good thing because you're skeptical about it.
Remain critical. Yeah.
Critical is a better word. But it is interesting it's going to be really hard for like the rest of our lives. It's to question everything that
like
that we
I'm
see.
Not trying to get political on it, but like at some point the government is going to have to step in to deepfakes, right?
Oh, well, that bill passed. Now you can do like copyright takedowns on anything that have nothing to do with copyright. You can like do a report on anything that you see on the internet that you don't like.
Really?
Yeah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Donald just passed a thing where you can just like, if you don't like something on the internet, you can say that it's AI or whatever.
So I would suggest, and it's funny because like, yeah, even when we post the podcast, we have to like say that there's no AI interfering with this. I would suggest report everything
and that's generally what's going to happen. Everything will be reported and then they'll be inundated with reports and then they can't see the forest or the trees or whatever.
And I don't mean to be negative, but if you don't report, the other side is going to report more than you and then they're going to win. So you've got to do your job.
Right. But it's just like, who gives a shit? It's like, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Like, fuck it. I'm just out at that point. I'm just like, I don't care. Then maybe this is the death of the internet, and maybe that's
what they want. You know, that's the flood the swamp philosophy, or not flood this. What was Banyan's whole thing with?
The courts and shit. Just like give them much shit that like right.
Yeah, I mean, like it's not specifically that, but like that is definitely like a sort of approach that this current administration and current like kind of people running things have realized is that like, oh, our attention span is made in a certain way that we can just like overload people. We can just like just shut them down and make them not care and not pay attention to news and not.
And when it comes to the courts, it's like they only have so much time to devote to these things. If you give them every fucking thing and every fucking thing gets challenged, they're not going to get to it for like 3 years or whatever. So you can just keep doing whatever you want until they get to it.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because it is like, you know, you're saying like, Willie, you're saying like you gotta like, you know, I think the future is like trusting AI for things. I think what the future really is like finding those systems that we trust. And whether it is like a news source, you know, that like works and operates in a certain way that we, you know, like we agree with. I guess this is what I'm saying is like, sounds like just set up for people to create these echo chambers, but it is to find like the people who create the truth that we can feel good about, not like be happy with, but like feel good about, and the fact that like we should be trying to figure out what's really going on in the world and supporting those, like directly supporting those things, like being like, oh, I think this news source can be trusted and they do a good job of like weeding out false information. I'm going to subscribe to this.
I love that you're saying this and I agree with you. I'm just so far lost that I don't, there's nothing for me right now. I'm looking, but like, I don't trust anything. And yeah. this is why I'm going like, well, I would trust, I don't trust the programming of AI, but this is why I trust AI more than people, because who doesn't have an agenda? And so here's a question I have about AI in the future. When you look at anything that is living on the planet, their whole existence revolves around the survival of their own species, not really an individual in any way, right? Do you think AI is going to be different? Do you think AI is going to consider the survival of AI, or do you think that it's going to just be programmed to help us survive? I know it's like too many ideas,
you know, but. And again, like saying that this is all like, you know, like how you look at things and how we define things. And I think that like thinking about that, like robot uprising and things like the sort of singularity and thing like that, like I'm always kind of like, I think that like separates us from our inventions in a way. But I think there is something that is sort of human about AI, where AI is an invention to look at, you know, like a mass amount of human information. I don't think AI would, you know, be concerned about its survival, because its survival is our survival. And without any input, there can't be output.
Yes, I agree, until AI starts using AI, right? But if AI knows everything that the other AI knows, why would it ever? Yeah, well, it's like a paradigm. I also think
that there's like things about the way that the human brain work, which are not perfect, that make the way that the human brain processes information unique. Like, you know, like ways like left brain, right brain kind of stuff. And like there, our brain is a computer that exists with paradoxes, you know? You know, this is stuff that like you get into like therapy and stuff like that, of like, why did you act that way when that was like, you know, like, and that is something that makes us unique. And I think AI is inherently like made to be perfect. And so there is that sort of difference between us. And I think there will always be a sort of symbiotic relationship. If you,
so at this point, it feels like we're all sort of like, maybe this is naivety, but like we're all kind of optimistic about AI, right? Like, I don't think any of the three of us are like, the robot uprising, like, watch out. First of all, I wouldn't give a fuck. Go ahead, take it out. Like, that's fine.
Kill me. Just kill me.
Right? Like, I could picture like having to fight against robots, and that sucks, but I don't see it as a reality. I'm going like, hopefully information and ideas come together in such a way that avoid all the,
I think it's going to come down to who wins the AI war. Cause there's going to be like all these competing AIs. They can't all exist, right? Or maybe they can, or, you know, is it Fox News versus CNN? Like, do you choose a side and then you just believe everything that AI says? Is that what we're headed toward? Just like, a new version of.
It is funny though, because like, do you use that like there's like Google AI and stuff, like where you like search something and it just like pops up with like an AI.
Here's like, some information hey,
we
for
just,
you.
Like, trust we us. Just kind of did all this stuff. The accuracy of that is like insanely low.
Yeah,
it's like 25% or something.
Dude, like ChatGPT like, oh. too. Like, I'll be like playing Fallout or something. I'll be like, "Where's the fucking sword in this level?" And it'll be like, "Just go up to the third floor, and there's a door there." And I'm like, "I'm on the third floor. There's no door there," and it won't back down.
Yeah,
until I say, I just looked this up. You're wrong, and then it's like, "Whoops, sorry."
Yeah, and I play with that too. I'm constantly seeing what the AI response is going to be, going like, I don't just trust this. Why are you providing me an answer that I am suspect about?
I like never use ChatGPT, and like it seriously feels like one of these things where I feel old because I see like a lot of people are like using it, and I don't use it to the point where I like don't understand. Like when you're like, I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, do you have like an app that has like a Siri, or did you just like get out your phone and go to ChatGPT and type that? I like don't understand the process.
It's just a website. There's an app too, but it's
if you have an app, it like can like remember things. It kind of like builds a relationship with you, which is not reliable either.
I mean, it says it does, but I don't believe that.
Wait, the relationship isn't reliable?
Like, well, like I have to keep telling
like
it.
One day you and ChatGPT are going hot and heavy. And the next day ChatGPT is like, cold I don't fish, even fucking dude. Know you.
When I'm trying to come up with these podcast intros, I have to keep reminding it that like, no, I have a show and this is what it's called. The podcast is not the topic. I have a podcast and this is the topic. So like it like goes back and forth between like helping me and like, at any rate,
Sam Brown, anything you want to shout out, plug, any kind of that stuff?
Well, I keep an eye out for actually right now you can definitely go and check out sambrownuniversity.com. But keep an eye out in the next month or so for the launch of my new podcast, Sam Brown University TV, SputV. We got a lot of episodes in the chamber, a lot of great stuff. It's a lot of I have a entertainment based guest on with an expert or academic, SBU TV.
Well, thanks for being here, man. And we're going to continue this conversation on our more sci-fi. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to that. And
if you want to see a picture of Wade and Willie kissing, go to the Patreon.
Right. Go to the Patreon or just, you know, AI it. I mean, we'll have weird spaghetti fingers and we'll act like we don't want to do it. But you can make us do it if you want. Thanks again for being here, and thank you everyone for listening, and remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Real my sci-fi.